This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl
and Matt.
And Matt, I don't think you've ever actually been on Free Talk Live before. You've been in the Keene area for a couple of years, and you know that this was one of those things to where, you know, we pulled you off the bench last minute, said, ah, you know what, the starting pitcher didn't show up, I need to go to the bullpen early, and luckily you didn't have to work tonight, and you said, yeah, I can come in for a little bit until Ian and Jay show up.
Literally off the bench.
Yes. So... You know, hopefully this goes as smoothly as I think it will in my head. And I'm fairly certain that last night Ian and whoever else was on the show with him last night talked about the secession vote in Catalonia, because that's something that is planned. It's scheduled to take place. Key word there is scheduled to take place October 1st. And, well, antiwar.com broke a story earlier today, Thomas Harrington writing, and this, again, from Thomas Harrington, antiwar.com. He says, I just got off the phone with Joseph Maria Soler Sabata, my friend and the leading Catalan historian and public intellectual. He was nothing short of breathless as he described the helicopters flying overhead, stating flatly that he was in the midst of a coup being carried out by the Spanish government. He wanted to get in touch with me and others, quote-unquote, out there, because he was not sure how much longer free communication would be available to him and others in the streets protesting against the Spanish central government's arrest of members of the Catalan autonomous government. Now, let me sort of explain what's going on. Catalonia is a semi-autonomous region in Spain. It's the northeast area. Matt, you just pulled up a map. And, you know, the Mediterranean side, Barcelona is the largest city in Catalonia. And the people in Catalonia, again, had an independence vote scheduled for October 1st. The Spanish central government has been doing everything they could, well, prior to today, everything that they could, quote-unquote, within the system to try to stop this vote from happening. And, well, apparently the reports are now they're just arresting Catalan government agents. And when I explained this to you, you said, well, it's not really a secession of, you know, people are taking over the government. And I said, no, it's the larger government taking over the smaller to prevent them from even having the vote. The story begins as of this writing, and again, this came out about 10 o'clock this morning. As of this writing, at least six agencies of the Catalan government have been the object of forced police searches, and 13 mostly mid-level members of the Catalan government have been arrested. The homes of two of the leading architects of the incipient Catalan state, Carles Viver P. E. Sunyer and ex-Spanish judge Santi Vidal, have been searched by the police. The headquarters of the far-left CUP, part of the pro-vote coalition in the Catalan parliament, has been surrounded by police. Now, just because, you know, we're fans of secession, at least I am, and several of the other hosts are. Matt, what is your position on secession?
I'm all about individual secession, obviously.
Yep.
But you know, as far as Spain goes, I don't know anything about what's going on in Catalonia, but I do have a little bit of history in what happened in northeastern Spain over the past decades with the Basque movement. I'm familiar with the Basque movement, and that's not,
yeah, and
not
that's
very
a
far
different
away.
territory from Catalonia. And there's actually some very interesting genetic I don't want to say anomalies with the Basque people, but you know, they're not directly related to the other people in the Iberian Peninsula. So it's one of those things of where did they come from? Who exactly are they related to? So, you know, if you're into, you know, genetic sort of stuff, that's just something that is a little interesting. But what did you find out about the Basque region?
Well, the Basque, I mean, there's been basically a secessionist movement of their own there for, well, there was until like 2010, I think, for, you know, 50 or 60 years.
Right.
So I'm wondering if this will kind of reagitate any of that.
Right. And I think the reason the Spanish central government is trying to shut down this particular secession vote is they know, wait a second, if this domino falls over, that could wind up toppling others. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Continuing, well, what I was going to say is, you know, we're generally fans of secession. Certainly, we would prefer to see more freedom after, you know, an area secedes from a larger government. But if somebody wants to secede and start their own little socialist paradise for themselves, yeah, go for it. Just, you know, don't force that stuff on us. And seems like, you know, the Catalans certainly want more government, not less, but you know, more power to you. Just, again, don't try to force that on me. Continuing here, it says the leader of the Catalan National Congress, Jordi Sanchez, and the head of Òmnium, a major Catalan cultural organization, Jordi Cujar, has...
Wait. Say that first name again.
Jordi?
Jordi, I think he said dirty.
No, Jordi with a J, although I'm guessing the J is probably silent in Spanish, so it would be Jordi. But
even better.
I digress. So two people named Jordi, one Sanchez, the other Cujar, has called Catalans to come into the streets, and they've responded with a massive presence. The mayor of Barcelona, Ada Caló, has also been highly ambivalent regarding the referendum that is scheduled to take place on October 1st. Has now come out firmly for the referendum and against the crackdown taking place. Albano Dante Fachin, head of the Podemos branch in Catalonia, which has been similarly ambivalent, is now off the fence, fully supporting the right to decree and denouncing the aggression of the Spanish state. So, well, what you have here is Spanish central government cracking down, saying, you're not allowed to vote. And now the, you know, some of the people that have fairly high positions in the Catalan region that previously had said, hey, we're not taking a position here. Now that they see this crackdown, they're saying, you know what? Yeah, we support it. Let's get the Spanish feds out of here. And I wonder if something similar could happen in the United States. If one of the... I believe there are now three different variants of CalExit that are collecting petitions in California. So if any of those or all of those wind up getting enough petitions to get on the ballot in California and the feds say, you're not allowed to have this vote, will it then wind up getting, you know, high-level people in California that previously weren't necessarily in support to say, you know what, yeah, we just need to go ahead and leave? And then would that have, you know, that domino effect to where you have high-level officials in other states saying, yeah, we just need to go ahead and leave? Continuing here, the Catalan president has called an extraordinary meeting of his government. The president of the Catalan parliament has gone there to join him. And again, as of about 10, 11 o'clock this morning, the two presidents, the president of Catalonia and the president of the parliament, were currently in meetings in the Generalitat Palace, home of the government, meeting with his ministers. Crowds outside in the St. James Square in the very heart of the city of Barcelona, where both the Generalitat and the City Hall are located. People are lying down in the Via Laietana, a short walkway We're a short walk away, one of the city's main thoroughfares. So looks like people are out in the streets protesting the Spanish central government crackdown of the upcoming Catalan independence vote.
It's only a good thing.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Judge Napolitano, Jesse Ventura, Dennis Kucinich, Roger Veer, Colin and Jim Cantrell, Jordan Page, and Tatiana Morose. Top minds in aerospace, cryptocurrency, blockchain technology, fine arts, politics, and finance, all at the Nexus Conference in Aspen, Colorado, September the 21st through the 23rd. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Get your tickets now at nexus.freetalklive.com. New ideas and new opportunities all to be had on September the 21st through the 23rd. Nexus.freetalklive.com.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
If you want to promote your business, organization, website, or club, radio is a great way to reach a lot of people. And because the ads are low cost, you can reach them a lot more often. Repetition builds reputation, and ads with audio are just more convincing than print or digital. If you need local people, please contact this station. If you can sell nationally, I'd love to help. Free Talk Live is nationally syndicated on more than 170 radio stations, and we have a large and loyal podcast audience. Check out our packages at advertise.freetalklive.com. If you need something custom, contact me, Mark at freetalklive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 in studio tonight. It's Daryl.
And Matt.
And we'll get back into the story out of Catalonia. But first, I've got a question for you. Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Then consider joining Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast. It can be private. Can be easy. Well, it is very easy. The fees are low, and in some cases, the transactions can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash, so go right now to Dash.org and find out why. Talking about the situation in Catalonia, where there was a, and I guess still is, a secession vote referendum scheduled for October 1st in Catalonia. However, antiwar.com earlier today reporting that the Spanish central government has taken over Catalan government buildings, trying to stop that vote from happening completely. And the LA Times has more information here. This story, a little more recent, coming out just a couple of hours ago, says after years of largely ignoring Catalan separatists, Spain's central government moved decisively to halt preparations for an independence referendum in its Catalonia region, where memories of repression under the Franco dictatorship still linger. Now, this reminds me, and I'm surprised that neither article thus far have mentioned what happened a couple days ago, where some Spanish government agents were going into various offices, regional or municipal offices, asking mayors, where are the ballots? Just trying to, you know, collect the ballots, because if you don't have ballots, you can't have an election. So, where are the ballots? Sounds, you know, like something that an oppressive government would do, right?
It's a little threatening.
The article here continues. The Spanish Central Guard, a national paramilitary force, raided more than 20 regional government officers and institutions in the Catalan capital of Barcelona, detaining at least 14 separatist officials for their roles in organizing the secession vote that Spain considers unconstitutional. Those held include aides to Catalonia's vice president. Civil guards also raided a warehouse in a rural industrial park north of Barcelona, seizing nearly 10 million paper ballots as well as referendum posters and voter registry logs. Now, I wonder, and you know, this might be a little bit of a conspiracy theory sort of thing going on here, but I wonder who all's on this voter registry. Is this a special registry to where people had to go register to vote in the referendum vote? Or is just the, you know, is this just the regular voter registration rolls of everybody that's just registered to vote? The article continues. Protests erupted in the city in response, with crowds filling Las Ramblas, the main pedestrian thoroughfare that is home to one of the government offices where politicians were detained in early morning raids. Several thousand people chanted while blocking the streets, "We will vote." Several hundred protesters also gathered late Wednesday in Madrid's central Puerta del Sol Square, meaning the Port of the Sun. And Liz Castro, a Catalan-American author and activist, said on her way to join the protest, "There's a feeling of defiance, anger, and incredulousness that people are seeing what they saw under the Franco regime. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with asking people who act peacefully to vote on their future, but Spain just doesn't get it. They go back at, or rather, they go back to tanks and pressure and police." like the neighboring Basque region, which you did mention earlier, Matt. Catalonia has its own language, its own culture, and both were repressed under the nearly 40-year rule of General Francisco Franco, who died in 1975. In recent decades, it has become Spain's most prosperous region, accounting for about 20% of the country's economy and more than a quarter of Spanish exports. Barcelona, one of Europe's biggest tourist hubs, is also in Catalonia. Many Catalans say they resent having their taxes subsidize poorer parts of Spain, especially during a punishing economic crisis from which the country has only just emerged. Catalonia is one of 17 autonomous regions which enjoy local powers to set policy for education, healthcare, and other services, but they rely on the central government for tax collection. The region has a population of about 7.5 million people. Joseph Carrera, a health researcher in Barcelona and recent convert to the independence cause, said, "I want independence because I think we could do much better if we were a country and could administer our own resources." Opinion polls show Catalans are roughly evenly divided on whether to break away from Spain, but a majority simply want the right to vote on the question. There's definitely more here, but what are your thoughts so far on, you know, should people have the right to, you know, have a say of whether or not they want, you know, some larger government over them?
Well, I think any decentralization is good decentralization, right? So, I mean, even if they're just taking out a state, one state is removing itself from the overall equation, I don't think it's going to be a deal breaker economically by any stretch of the imagination, or two states. It's not like people are going to stop talking to each other because, you know, some, you know, formalities cease to exist.
But different language and different culture.
Oh, my God, it's all over with. What will we do without the state to help us, you know, make those connections?
The article continues. Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy insists that it is prohibited, that being secession, prohibited under the 1978 Spanish Constitution, which enshrines the country's unity. This month, the Constitutional Court suspended two Catalan regional laws that lay out a framework for the October 1st referendum, as well as plans for secession if yes wins the vote. National officials in Madrid ordered police to block polling stations, and prosecutors were preparing charges against more than 700 Catalan mayors who had agreed to allow voting in municipal buildings. In response to reporters' questions about whether the government was being heavy-handed with Wednesday's raids, Rajoy said he believes no democratic state in the world would accept this. What are your thoughts? Would any democratic country in the world accept people deciding whether or not to be part of that democratic country? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Ben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Matt.
And we're talking about the goings-on in Catalonia from earlier today. Why are things going on in Catalonia? Well, the Spanish central government doesn't like the fact that the Catalan autonomous government is planning a secession vote on October 1st. We'll get back into this here in just a second. But first, I want to ask you to do us a favor. Now, I realize that, you know, a lot of people do listen to the show on the radio because we are a broadcast radio show. We're on about 170 stations coast to coast. Not necessarily all of those every night. But there's also a lot of people that only listen to the podcast version of this show. And if you're one of the people that listens to the podcast, then take a moment and leave us a rating and a review. If you use iTunes, you know, rate, review on iTunes. If you, you know, don't use iTunes, go to Stitcher or one of the other podcast sort of aggregation service things. Leave a rating, an honest rating, and an honest review. We don't want people, you know, leaving phony 5-star reviews. We don't want people leaving phony 1-star reviews. But if you, you know, give us a solid 4, that's better than a fake 5. It really, really is. So rate, review, and then that allows more people that are searching for liberty-oriented podcasts to find the show. And then it, you know, expands the ideas of liberty a little bit. Again, please, leave us a rating, leave us a review. Back to the article, and again, this update coming from the LA Times, a little more detailed than what we read from antiwar.com. The Spanish, who is this? The Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy insists that the independence vote in Catalonia is prohibited under the Spanish Constitution from 1978, which enshrines the country's unity.
I was going to kick in on that. It enshrines the country's unity. That sounds pretty religious to me.
Right, and you know, this is one of the things, sort of, you know, to tie this into the aforementioned CalExit, where the Constitution of the State of California mentions something about being part of the United States of America. Well, you know, here's the wonderful thing. Not that I think that national constitutions are wonderful things, but the wonderful thing about documents that are created by humans, they can be amended. It might be rather difficult to amend them, but they can be amended. I come from the state that has the most amended constitution in the world.
Really?
Alabama. That constitution has been amended several hundred times.
Really?
Yes.
Tell me about this.
And you know, one of the reasons that that document gets amended so much is Alabama largely is not a home rule state. So if the county commissioners of some county want to do something, they have to ask the legislature to allow them to do it, which means the state constitution has to be amended to allow them to do something. So there are amendments to the Alabama Constitution that deal with only one county or only one city. And, yeah, there are amendments that amend other amendments. It's absolutely ridiculous. But as far as I am aware, it's the most amended document written in human history. With, again, several hundred, I think it's close to like 700 amendments to this Constitution that was adopted in 1901. So we're not even talking about something as old as the U.S. Constitution adopted in the late 1700s. This thing's 116 years old.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. But continuing here, Prime Minister Rajoy said that Wednesday's crackdown risked handing Catalan separatists a public relations victory, with unseemly images of paramilitary troops escorting away elected officials as citizens pled for the right to vote. Well, if he thinks that, you know, this is going to hand them a victory, then why did he wind up, you know, authorizing this or allowing this to happen if it's going to do the complete opposite of what he wants? The article here continues, according to Gabriela Bustelo, a Madrid-based political analyst who has studied California's separatist movement, said any country that cannot get a nationalist problem under control, that worsens its image. The separatists who dominate Catalonia's regional administration insist the October 1st vote is a democratic exercise and have appealed to Europe for support. A multinational team of European observers are expected in Barcelona for the vote, but no European Union country has said they would recognize an independent Catalonia. After an emergency cabinet meeting on Wednesday, Catalonia's regional president, Carles Puigdemont, gave a televised speech decrying what he called coordinated aggression by the Spanish state. He said Spain has de facto suspended the self-governance of Catalonia and has applied a de facto state of emergency. Freedoms are being suspended and repressed. The Spanish Constitution has a provision, Article 155, that enables the government in Madrid to revoke self-rule in any region, but that article has not actually been invoked.
Well, so who's doing it?
Catalonia is recognized as being a, you know, somewhat autonomous region in Spain. The Spanish Constitution has a provision where Spanish central government can revoke that self-rule. They've not done it. They just decided to send in the federales and arrest some people, and not sure if they've actually cracked any heads, but stolen some ballots and, you know, threatened people with jail time. But the statement here that no European country or no European Union country has said they would recognize an independent Catalonia kind of reminds me of sort of that state of limbo that Kosovo is in, where Kosovo several years ago declared independence, and there's only a handful of countries that recognize them as being independent.
Well, big mafia bosses only really recognize other big mafia bosses as being legitimate. So,
right, but you know, I think the U.S. is one of the handful of countries that does, to some extent, recognize Kosovo, and I don't know of any bigger mafia boss than the U.S. federal government.
Fair, but what cui bono there? I mean, what is the purpose of the United States government recognizing Kosovo?
Something about NATO, I believe.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, the U.S. was involved in that Bosnian-Serbian conflict back in the 90s, and Kosovo was part of, I forget if it was Bosnia or Serbia, but, you know, kind of right there in the middle. And there are countries that, you know, I use that term sort of loosely, because while there is kind of a definition of country, it largely depends on other countries recognizing you. But like South Ossetia, which is really only recognized by other countries that are trying to wind up getting recognition, and one of those countries does have recognition, I think, from Russia, but nobody else. And it's one of these weird sort of things. And I am fascinated with the concept of what are essentially considered fourth world countries. Now, first world, and this is something where, yes, I know the definitions kind of change a little bit, but first world were the countries aligned with the United States during the Cold War. Second world were the countries aligned with Russia or the Soviet Union during the Cold War. Third world were the countries not aligned with either. So Switzerland, technically a third world country. Fourth world are micronations, which are countries that have no international recognition. So Liberland is a fourth world country, as is South Ossetia and the Free State of Daryl. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 in studio. It's Daryl.
And Matt.
And Bitcoin.com is a website that you can go to and mine Bitcoin without having to worry about upgrading your own equipment, buying expensive equipment, paying a huge electric bill, maintaining your equipment. How can you do this? Well, you simply go to pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website is easy to use, and you can even calculate your estimated return on investment right there on the website at pool.bitcoin.com. Not just that, but you can also help steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. You're not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com. You're doing activism while you sleep. Pool.bitcoin.com. We're talking about Catalonia. Why? Well, because the Spanish central government has decided to, as the Pentagon would put it, have a show of force. And by that, I mean they're going in and taking over Catalan regional buildings. They've arrested some high-level people within the Catalan government. Early reports are at least 14 people have been arrested. Various Catalan buildings, at least 20 of them, have been raided and searched by the Spanish Civil Guard, which is a national paramilitary force. And in Barcelona, again, at least 14 separatist officials were detained for their roles in organizing the secession vote scheduled for October 1st. Again, Catalonia, somewhat autonomous within the country of Spain, and the Spanish Constitution has a provision, Article 155, that enables the Spanish central government to revoke self-rule of a region. That article has not been invoked. Instead, the Spanish central government just going in and, you know, ransacking the place. The article here from the LA Times continues, Catalonia did hold an independence vote in 2014, and voters did favor secession, but turnout was low, and Catalan officials acknowledged that it was a non-binding vote. This time, however, they vowed to declare independence from Spain within 48 hours if the yes vote wins. An independent Catalonia would probably have to leave the European Union, at least temporarily, before applying for membership as a new country. It's unclear what currency it would use. Spain uses the euro. Now, I'm going to pause here for a second to say that the issue of money is what sort of scared the Scots into staying in the UK. Do you remember this story at all? You remember the Scottish secession vote from a couple years ago?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, so...
I forgot all about that, actually. Sad that I did.
One of the things that came out of... where is that? Winchester Abbey or whatever abbey or castle or what you know, Buckminster Palace or whatever
Dave's
it is.
Dave's Big Rock House.
they wound up saying, well, you know, Scotland, if you wind up leaving, you can't use the pound anymore. Which, on the one hand, absolutely ridiculous. They could call their currency whatever they wanted to call the currency. The Scottish national government, which, you know, technically Scotland is a nation with inside of a kingdom. The Scottish national government does control a printing press, the Scottish National Bank, which is one of, I think, four banks authorized to print the British pound. Yet, you could call it the pound, it just wouldn't be the British pound. You'd have to change the face on it from the Queen to, you know, hopefully
Austin
a
Powers.
Unicorn or something.
Austin Powers. Austin Powers is Scottish, wasn't he? Or no?
No.
No, I'm confusing two Mike Myers characters there.
Yeah.
It's not Scottish, it's crap.
But, you know, just put the Scottish coat of arms. It's got a unicorn in the Scottish coat of arms. You just slap that on the front of the currency. But you could call it a pound if you wanted to. You could call it a dollar. You could call it a, poller, which is, you know, like merging pound and dollar. call it a downed. I don't care. But, you know, like there was just this whole fearmonger of you can't call it the pound. As if the British central government owns the copyright and the intellectual property over the word pound. You're going to sue McDonald's, Queen Elizabeth, because they've got the quarter pounder and it's got that word pound in the middle of it. Absolutely ridiculous. But if the thing that prevents you from seceding is, well, we don't know how we're going to centrally control money. Well, here's an idea. Maybe don't centrally control your money.
It would have been a great opportunity. Even if they wanted to centrally control their money, they could have had a great opportunity to experiment with cryptocurrency, which is, you know, had already been proven to be viable on some level. It would have been a good experiment, at least.
I'm a huge fan of cryptocurrencies. I'm not a fan of legal tender laws.
Fair.
So when you've got, you know, some central government,
even if we had free market currency, we could still have, you know, as many as we wanted, and have if the nation states really wanted to have their own, they could compete.
Right, but oh, okay. I thought you were saying, you know, like the nation state of, you know, whether it be Scotland or Catalonia, just say, oh yeah, Bitcoin is legal tender in this area now, and then, you know, you wind up getting into a lot of really, really weird things when you start granting legal tender status to things. Continuing on here, Spain's economy minister this week warned of a brutal economic collapse and a doubling of unemployment in Catalonia if it were to secede. Any declaration of Catalan independence would be meaningless without international recognition, but hardline separatists seem unwilling to back down. Bustelo, who's somebody that was mentioned earlier as some kind of expert on stuff, she said this is an absolute crisis, maybe the biggest in our whole democratic era.
Oh, jeez.
So, I don't know. The thing about international recognition, and, you know, again, this is something that I have studied just because it really interests me. The last several, you know, quote-unquote, new countries to come about have all come about, and when I say new countries, I mean the ones that wind up receiving international recognition, because that's really what everybody wants, is to somebody, basically it would be akin to an abused partner leaving a spouse and then, you know, wanting people to say, yes, we acknowledge that you have left your abusive spouse. But the last several, you know, new countries have come about with help from the United Nations. So East Timor, which most people call Timor-Leste, South Sudan, and there were a couple of others that, you know, come about in the last, like, 20 years or so. It's all basically happened with the assistance of the United Nations. And on the one hand, it's good that, you know, these places are getting the recognition of, yes, you're no longer with that abusive spouse. But at the same time, it sort of gives a little too much legitimacy, in my opinion, to the United Nations. And I'm not a big fan of the UN.
Why would you be?
Well, there are some people that say we need the United Nations because otherwise we wouldn't have international communication, and that would be a bad thing.
This brings up a question. This really kind of raises the question: if the Cal exit votes are viable, and this doesn't exactly happen there, or if it does, what role would the UN play, if any, or would they stay quiet about it, or would they muckrake?
That's a really good question, because the United Nations does have, you know, various policies and regulations, procedures, etc., on what they consider to be decolonization. And, of course, the United States and United Kingdom are two of the countries that still have overseas colonies, but somehow it's different when we do it. Puerto Rico, Guam, the Northern Mariana Islands, the Virgin Islands, all of these, they're still colonies, but the UN just sort of, you know, looks the other way because, well, they know that the U.S. pays a lot of their bills, and there's some of the, you know, more conservative types that they look at the UN and they're, they, you know, trying to come in and, like, infringe on sovereignty, blah, da, 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 da. But at the same time, the UN knows that the U.S. government pays a lot of their bills. So sure, they're not going to do anything to upset Sugar Daddy.
Absolutely not.
Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.